It's the Friday morning mailbag. It is the accumulation of your communications throughout the entire week via all the texts, the tweets, the DMs, the Facebooks. And I see she's looking for her flute. She can't find it. Emails, jail mail, prison letters. Actual correspondent from actual home viewers just like you. We like to always check, do we have a Hank FM newsletter? And it is not available, nor have we had jail mail in a while.
Dang it!
I know, I'm worried about it. I know the price of stamps went up. I don't know how that works in prison, but reach out, guys. We do have a couple of things on the corporate front, emails that we're not supposed to read on the radio that we do in the Friday morning mailbag. And got this from our good friends over there in the IT statistics department here at the station. Check the analytics for the Hank website and the KB and Heather Lee Everyday Replay.
What?
Second.
Number two!
I know. Second most popular thing on the website. The Hank Sports Minute beat us out.
Oh, maybe I should see this. I need to start doing more sports. Is obviously what needs to happen.
I tell you what,
here.
When we have Bob Stoops,
mm-hmm.
collegiate Oklahoma national championship head coach,
right?
College Football Hall of Fame, no doubt, instant first ballot. I want you to ask him some sports questions.
Okay,
that's going
to
be great.
And you know what? I'd like to point out, we beat that Kevin Longquist. I don't know who you think you are there, mister.
Yeah, Alito.
Coming on in here.
Sportspodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. Off the text lines. I don't know where this came from. I think maybe for Cinco de Mayo. I keep tequila in my cabinet for medicinal purposes.
That sounds sounds legit.
Okay.
Checks
and then and from Smokey, can you please play Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good by Don Williams to celebrate 2 years of sobriety.
Hey!
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yes, we can.
Hey, buddy.
And keep away from the tequila guy.
You may have been with us for the occasional microphone falling down to the studio floor just because of gravity.
No.
It's happened several times
over
the past
couple
of weeks. Yeah, our microphone falling incidents have increased. So, got this. Since we had another incident of the mic falling from the boom in the Hank studio, to help remedy the issue, engineering not only tightened it down with a wrench, I'm not making this up, but put a little Gorilla Glue inside of the threads to help hold it in place.
I would like to point out that
Hopefully this will solve the problem.
My glue gun weeks ago.
Yeah.
No one even took me up.
So forget about the 100 man versus a gorilla theory. I guess we'll see who wins, our microphone versus Gorilla Glue. We'll keep you updated on that.
I like it. And from Mark Phillips, he's keeping us apprised of all things sports. The Cowboys are finalizing the trade for W.R. Pickens.
Yeah.
This is pretty big news for Cowboys fans because we need a good wide receiver in a really big way. I'm sorry, Mark.
Right.
Yeah.
The W.R. was for wide receiver. It's George Pickens is his name.
Oh,
you have to tune into Bob Stoops on the show in an hour. This is going to be legendary.
It's going to be fantastic. You're welcome.
We're going to break ground.
See, this
on
is
that.
Why I need to do the podcast.
Harry was, I guess we were talking about the building. This came from Harry and Joshua was hearing us talk about the, all week long, we've had Sundance Square maintenance folks looking at the outside of our building and specifically like outside through the window of our studio. And looking at all the, well, you could tell load-bearing support features of our building.
Yeah, and then they also add some
which
grout.
Which is so encouraging.
On top of it,
you know, when you're inside the building that they're
what could go wrong?
With. Harry and Joshua says, thinking about the building y'all are in, but how good would you look when you were 100 years old?
Well.
Better than this microphone with Gorilla Glue. I'll tell you that much right
Amen
there.
To that.
Yeah.
Rowdy on the text lines.
Hey!
Prove you're not a robot.
That's a good point.
I said, good morning, Rowdy. Hope you're having a good day.
See, that's not going to do
it. He said, I love you.
That's not
going to
do
it. We love you, too. Yeah. I don't think I'm a robot. Not yet.
We could be AI, but you know we're not AI.
Yeah. Intelligence. Yeah,
AI would be better at this. Colin Midlothian, I was pulling for Pope Pizza Bella too, but they would have changed his name, of course. Yeah, because they have to select immediately. Like,
pronto.
This guy, Bob, which his friends called him in Chicago.
Starts with a B, ends with a B, Bob.
Bab. Cardinal Bab from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He was selected, and then they take you into the Room of Tears. That's what they call it. And then you have to select your name. It's just like right there. So I guess you got to be thinking of your name ahead of time. That's where he came up with the Leo thing. So Pizza Bella would have had to change his name. We'd have lost that.
But that's tragic.
But he could have went with, like, another Pope John. And then he would have been officially, well, Papa John.
Ah, I like it.
So we'd have kept the pizza intact.
Yeah, you know, we do a Facebook Live out at Cruise Night every week. Yeah. And Doris chimed in to say, hey, girl. I'm like, hey, girl. Come on out here and join us. Meanwhile, Barbecue James was nice enough to check in to say, I'm watching the ACM Awards.
Yeah.
So, thanks.
Yeah, yeah, he told you that last night while he was at home, and you were out there at cruise night.
So he was like, not invited to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tim message, Pope from Chicago, a true blues brother. Nice. Debbie says, get ready for, I saw this a couple times. This is good. Get ready for Chicago Pope Tuesdays on NBC.
Like it. Mm-hmm.
So the pastor I had been conversing with on whether the wafers was sacrilegious or not for Will Afloat yesterday, and it turns out completely not, just bread. Asked how it went. Said he was praying for it.
You should.
And asked if we took communion at any point. Well, no, because they weren't blessed.
Well,
they
no, yeah, pointless. So it doesn't.
You did eat several of them, though.
I did. Yeah. I had to try them out.
But we did take an offering, so that was.
Oh, happy Mother's Day from Tracy the Barrel Racer, and also our buddy up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Bobo, says also to your mom, your hankster buddies.
Your mom.
Well, that's awful. Right there.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
We do.
Yeah, and we are getting the Mother's Day messages coming in. In fact, Barbecue James actually back on the line, buddy. Hey.
Hey, Hank. How y'all doing this morning?
Barbecue. How do you do?
I just wanted to call and wish Heather Lee, and I guess you can qualify as a mother, too, you know.
I've been called. Never mind.
That's a different variety entirely, and it's completely inappropriate. In this context, Barbecue, that is enough.
It's a family show. What would your mother say? Kiss your mother with that mouth, eh?
Huh?
We got a new pope. Why don't you shape up?
Oh, my goodness.